person listening to my voice today. I haven't done one of these in a little while. It's been a bit busy. I've moved to Wollongong, and it's raining outside. It's been raining the entire time I've been here, which is a week now. But I'm sitting in my room with the window open because the rain, although bad for beach days, is great for backing sounds. My room is very pretty. If you ever need anyone to decorate your room, ask my sister Emma. She does a great job with it. So the new blog post is up, which is, I suppose that's probably what brought you here, so I'll get into that. Yeah. I have a faint memory of Healthy Harold telling me not to share personal details on the internet. But as it turns out, Harold is not just a fake giraffe, but he's a fake friend and he didn't want me to have fun in my youth. I went that out of the way. I recently moved back to Wollongong. I wound up moving home to Dubbo halfway through last year, which would have been my first year out of home, but coronavirus did what it does and changed everything. A worldwide health crisis wasn't really on the original agenda for 2020, but it wasn't the be-all and end-all. Some good stuff happened. I'm not going to say I'm grateful for the pandemic, but it wasn't all bad. Although, like, annoying, going home meant I was able to buy a car, finish revamping the blog. I spent some time with family and friends, and plus it's way easier to find stories for my journalism assignments when, like, I've known these people for however long and, like, have been inspired by friends and stuff. We're not supposed to write about people that we know, but it's great. I'm pretty proud of the work that I got through the last half of last year. I think just knowing a person is really important to sort of doing their story justice. I'm in quite a different place intellectually and emotionally and financially than when I moved last year. Whether that be because I moved back home or just because moving isn't like a big scary first time thing this time. Like, I know what I need and how I want things to look, and it's going well. I'm keeping my room clean. It's so much easier. Like, the whole second half of being back home last year, my room was trashed. I share it with my older sister. I don't know. There's something about, like, living on your own and this being, like, your only sort of space to exist in, really, that you just sort of want to keep it clean, and because it's so pretty, it's good motivation. You sort of clean before you leave and then come home and you're like, wow, I left this present for me. I'm developing a mental compass so that I don't have to navigate everywhere, because if you recall last year, I say as if I've been making this podcast for long enough for you to remember last year, but no, I got a car, and I had my P's when I left last year, but like, I couldn't drive, to be honest. So I'm just sort of learning how to navigate Wollongong mentally, because, you know, navigating Google Maps, it's valuable, it's fun. Sometimes she sends you away, you don't understand why you're going that way, but I think it's just better to know where I'm going. It's more relaxing. There's no one, like, it's just like me in my car and the Siri voice yelling at me to turn left. It's been cold the whole time I've been here. I think it's cold. I get the feeling that not everyone thinks it's cold, but then not everyone is used to 45 degree Dubbo heat. I don't mind the humidity, like, at all. It makes my hair, like, so nice and wavy, and, like, I have to wash it every day because it never dries, but it's good. I like it. Can't complain too much. It's still Wollongong, which is still better than Dubbo. No offense if you're from Dubbo, but it's just not always a vibe. I've done a little bit of exploring, finding places, getting to know the area a little more. Without being, like, completely overwhelmed and lost, because, like, I generally know where I am. I finally met some of my classmates in person after just months of lovely, supportive, entertaining Twitter interactions. I'm really looking forward to classes going back, just for that reason, because there's so many lovely people who I haven't had the chance to actually interact with in person. I, a few months back, got the opportunity to create an ad to be put in a magazine, which comes out soon. It's just like for kitchens, because I was taking photos of kitchens, like residential and stuff, for my dad's boss who runs a kitchen renovation place. But yeah, we got to put it in like a magazine because one of those kitchens was in this fancy done up historical like homestead place out near Wellington. It's really beautiful. But yeah, I got to make an ad. I know very little about how to use Photoshop, but you know, we'll learn, it's fine. But that's supposed to be, that issue of the magazine is supposed to be coming out soon. I don't remember exactly when, but soon. I'm working on possibly doing some paid photography this year, so if you're listening to this and, I don't know, you need photos of anything at all, just like let me know. I'm willing to do anything. I can't promise that they're going to be like fantastic, but you know, I'm just happy to have the experience. So if anyone wants portraits, we can just hang out for the day and I'll take some photos. It'd be good. Make you feel good about yourself, for sure. Hopefully this blog and uni will be going well. Last year it went solidly well, like it's fine. I'm hoping to get niche photography site up and going at some point soon. I hope that COVID kindly fucks off, because then I can have regular concerts and festivals and travel back. I miss jumping up and down in a crowd and trying not to die to the point I don't remember what it feels like. My first show after all this, well, it's going to feel like the first one ever. It's going to be great. It's going to feel like Flume in 2015. First mosh pit. when I knew one song. Apparently I saw Ballpark Music that night, but I do not recall. I don't think I knew who they were. We might have been late. I don't know, but I'm sad about it every day because they're so great. They retweeted my article about them and I was like, wow, this is so sick. They read it, probably, maybe, I don't know. Ballpark Music, if you're listening to this, hey. Yesterday? It wasn't yesterday. It was yesterday when I wrote the blog post, but it was 2 days ago now. I got the conch piercing I've been wanting for a while. I saw it in literally like a TikTok. Some girl was just, I don't know, lip syncing or some shit, I don't know. And she had like this little ring in like the side of her ear. Oh, and it was so cute. And I was like, she looked like an elf and I want to look like an elf. I just feel like that's the ideal form. For a while, I was so like subconscious about my ears. I was always like, oh, I have like big ears. I'd never like wear earrings and stuff. And now I'm sort of just like, you know what? There's so much room for piercings. What if I just like completely bling up my ears? I don't know if I'll do it because right now this piercing hurts like a bitch, but it's, yeah, it's a lot. It hurts so much. I've had to like figure out how to lay in bed because I like sleep on the side that the piercing's on, my dominant like side of my body. So I've just sort of learned to put like my arm in a position where my head doesn't touch the pillow. But and right now there's just like a little stud in it. It's like a quotation mark. I thought that was cute because last month I got my first tattoo and it's just like the ampersand, like the symbol for hand. It's on my wrist and I was like, that's so cute. We can have like little punctuation marks all over our body. But yeah, in 6 months I'm allowed to take that out and put a little like ring in it, which is what the girl on TikTok had, and I was like, oh, that's so gorgeous. I don't think she actually had it pierced though, I think it was just a cuff. But it hurts so much. I doubt I'll forget the pain and then like do something again. I'd love to have my Helix done. But yeah, they weren't exactly like impulse decisions, because I've wanted this tattoo for, I don't know, it's been sitting in my Pinterest board since I was like 14. The earring was a bit more recent, but like, as I said, I'd been thinking about it. The decision to go and get it, like that day, was a bit of an impulse decision. It was sort of just like, I'm gonna go and do this. The tattoo took like 30 seconds. It was nothing. And it wasn't like a bad pain. It was like a sting. And because it took 30 seconds, like I didn't even really get to have it hurt or anything. It bled a lot, but it was fine within like 3 days. This ear, my ear hurts so mad. hurts so much, and I'm so like paranoid that it's gonna get infected. Because you know, like sometimes when they do cartilage piercings, your ear can like crumble, like the cartilage in your ear breaks and shatters. And I was so scared. So they keep saying like, don't touch it. And I keep touching it by accident. The more like you try not to, the more you do, but it's whatever. If 2020 taught us anything at all, apart from, I don't know, what the word pandemic means, it's to not take things for granted or come up with excuses to put things off. Just like, go do it. You really genuinely, it sounds so cheesy, but you like genuinely probably maybe won't have the freedom tomorrow to do what you can do today, such as facial piercings. But yeah, hopefully I'm able to stick the year out here. See how it goes. Hopefully it warms up. I'm not sure that it will, but I hope so. Thank you for listening. If you've made it this far, I highly suggest that you comment or like or follow, whatever's applicable for whatever platform you're using. If you guys want to use the comment section on WordPress or any of the social medias or whatever, that would be so appreciated. I am not by any means opposed to help or comments or criticism. Anything is good as long as it's helpful and respectful. And even, you know, if you're not being respectful, you might be funny, so go off, I guess. Thank you for listening. I will talk to you the next time I do one of these. Until then, have a nice life. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.